WPGW Sports presents Fort Recovery Indians Baseball. This coverage of Indians Baseball brought to you in part by the community-minded sponsors you'll hear and the sports department of WPGW Radio. And now, Fort Recovery Indians Baseball.
And a very pleasant good afternoon, everybody. Rob Weaver with Bob Stogler as we're set to go here at Fort Recovery on really a pretty beautiful afternoon compared to what we have been having, Bob, I'll tell you.
I can handle this, my friend. This is baseball weather now.
It is indeed. Giving the fans a quick starting lineup here. Marion Local Fort Recovery playing here this afternoon. And for the starting lineups, we have Cade Wendell leading off. He is a senior and playing shortstop. Hitting number two is Will Homan, a senior who is playing center field. Number three is Ben Homan, a senior playing second base. Hitting in the cleanup spot is Nick Twaits, a senior playing left field. Reese Rogers on the mound today. Reese, a senior as well. We're kind of getting a theme here, a senior.
Yeah, we've got a few of them, don't we?
Cody Shinneberry is next. He is a junior. He is the catcher. Hitting in the number seven spot is Ethan Shane, senior, who is playing right field. Ian Holman, who was the star of the game the other night with a two-run single to win the game. He is a sophomore, and he is the first baseman. And hitting number nine is Riley Post, a sophomore, who is the third baseman for the Indians. Indians are 10-3, 3-1 in the conference. Marion Local, 0-4 in the conference. We're not sure of their regular season record, but it's not very good.
It's pretty deceiving, though. I mean, they played some teams tough. I know this kid pitching today struck out 14 the other night against Versailles. So they're very capable.
So this is the same kid that went against Versailles?
Yeah.
That's not a good sign. But Reese Rogers, he's been pitching well this year, and he's on the mound for us now. There is ball two balls and no strikes. The first batter is Matt Moeller for the Marion Local Flyers. Marion Local fresh off a boys basketball state championship. Is it a call strike? Are there any of their basketball kids that are baseball guys? Or
looking through that lineup, I absolutely don't see any. There's some football players in there, I know that.
There's a swing and a miss.
Good curve by Reese Bob.
Two balls, two strikes. Reese Rogers really raising his batting average. He's up to .324 now. There's a call, strike three, and Matt Moeller goes down looking. That's one away, and that'll bring up Darren Hayes.
Reese has a couple different angles he likes to throw that fastball at. And there he kind of dropped it down about mid-level and got the kid looking. He got behind 2-0 and comes back and strikes him out on three pitches.
Next batter, Darren Hayes, the catcher, followed by Derek Ruenkamp, the center fielder, pitches a ball outside and low.
In all your years of doing baseball and radio, have you ever seen a guy bring all them wings up and not offer us one or bring us a... I mean, I'm not saying anything about Dave Kopp right now, but it's not a very nice thing to do.
It looks like he's enjoying them.
Well, by the sauce all over his mustache, yeah, that's probably right.
It is wing night tonight, thanks to the Brick Street Tavern, so come on over and enjoy some great wings. Support the team. One ball, two strikes. Again, thanks to the Brick Street Tavern for supporting the Indian baseball with wing night tonight. One ball, two strikes. Reese Rogers on the mound for Fort Recovery. Here's a pitch that, just misses for ball two. We have Ian Homan at first base tonight. Ethan Shane is, our second baseman actually is Ben Homan. Cade Wendell is at shortstop. Third base is Riley Post. Nick Twaits out in left. Will Homan in center. Ethan Shane is in right. Cody Shinneberry is behind the plate. And Reese Rogers on the mound. There's ball three. We've got ourselves a full count. There's a swing and a ball hit on the ground, bobbled by Ian Homan. And that's going to be an error on Homan. So on first base is Darren Hayes.
Yeah, it was a hard shot hit at Ian, and it come up on him a little bit, but you got to make that play, big fella. And
yeah, first, it was not the easiest. It was on the ground, bouncing around, and popped up in the air on him. So that'll bring Derek Ruenkamp to the plate. He is the center fielder. Misses for a ball, got by Cody Shinneberry on a pass ball, and the runner goes to second base. So Marion Local has the go-ahead run at first base right now, or at second base right now.
Yeah, there's a pass ball. You got to field that one, partner.
Yep. Top of the first inning, one out. Once again, the batter is ruined, Camp. There's a throw back to second and back safely. Reds have the night off tonight. They got themselves a different manager today.
About time.
Brian Price is gone. And the interim manager is who?
Jim Riegelman, I think, is the new manager of the Reds.
The Reds news release said they are going to immediately go into a search for a new manager for next year. One right back to Reese Rogers. There's the out at first. And the runner goes to third base. So Ruhenkamp grounds out to Reese Rogers on a pretty well-hit ball.
It was hit on the screws. Reese made a nice play. Probably should have looked the runner back. I thought the guy was kind of in no man's land there and could have got the lead runner, but Reese decides to get the out and get the hitter here. Two outs, runner at third.
This will bring up Adam Frank, the cleanup guy. He is the pitcher. And there is a call strike. No balls and one strike to him. Our conference games next week, which we'll be broadcasting here on the radio. Here's a swing and a ground ball foul off the right. On Tuesday, we're at Parkway. And then Thursday, we
are the
Coldwater Cavaliers here at Fort Recovery. Mm. That'll be a big game.
That'll be a monster.
Coldwater is the only undefeated team in the MAC conference right now.
They play St. Henry tonight, Rob.
There's a swing and a miss, strike three, and Reese gets out of it. Runner is stranded at third base as Adam Franks goes down swinging. Yeah, we'll keep an eye on that score.
Absolutely.
That's the end of the first half, top of the first inning here, and it's Marion Local nothing. The Fort Recovery Indians coming up. We'll be back in just a moment.
GG, look at these new shoes. Feel how light they are. I can run for miles in these.
Make sure you tie them up good before you go running.
No problem.
Beep, beep. Hey, runner. Look out where you're going.
Drivers, runners, bikers, walkers, spring is finally here, and many people will be trying out their new shoes, so be careful. Watch out for each other and enjoy today. This message brought to you by your friends at Cooper Farms, Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Beep, beep.
Fort Recovery Insurance Agency.
Is my daddy there yet?
Was he coming here?
Back to where he said he was going. He's going to buy a gift for me to give my mom.
Well, new insurance coverage for your home, auto, farm, or business from Ohio Mutual would be a great gift for your family, and we have affordable choices. How much did you have to spend?
$2.52 and two bottle caps.
I'm sure we can help him find the perfect gift.
Since you're so affordable.
We've got something for everyone. Fort Recovery Insurance Agency. Call 888-375-4181.
Back here at Fort Recovery, we have a nothing score. As Fort Recovery comes to bat for the first time, Mr. Cade Wendell will step in there. He has the best average on the team. He's dropped a little bit from earlier. He's still hitting .344. He'll be followed by Will Homan and then Ben Homan. All three of those guys are hitting right around 300 or better.
What's our batting average?
He did not give me that. Team average?
Yeah, he didn't always bat.
We were around 250, to be quite honest about it. Cade Wendell had some nice pitching effort against Versailles the other night.
Yeah, he did, Rob, and he come in a tough situation there, you know, and coming in with Twaits, he had threw his limit, so he coming off a couple games where he didn't get a lot of work in, and he ended up throwing 67 pitches in relief the other night. Four innings, Stanton. He was absolutely tremendous for Coach Cow.
Yeah, Nick only threw 60 pitches. Yeah. Here's the first pitch, and it's a call strike. K bats from the left side. Here's the defensive lineup for Marion Local. Here's a swing and
that
a pop
right
up.
On top of us.
Yep, behind us here. Reese Eifert is at first. Brandon Fleck is at second. No, you said that changed. We have Habadaz. Yep. Nolan Habadaz.
Yep.
Nolan Habadaz is at second base. Ian Kramer is at shortstop. Here's a swing and a foul back. John Smits is at third. Matt Moeller's in left. Derek Ruhenkamp is in center. Aaron Brunswick's in right. Darren Hayes is behind the plate. And again, your pitcher, apparently pretty good guy, Adam Frank. Left-hander, curveball, misses high for a ball.
The Ruhenkamp would be the cousin of the Homans. They're all related, I think.
That's high for a ball. If you've tuned in for the Jay County game, that's being heard at 5:30 on our AM at 1440 and 105.3 FM for the Jay County and Woodland Conference game tonight.
How's the Patriots doing?
They're doing well, except they've only played four games. There's a swing and a miss. I think they're 2-2. They beat Coldwater.
Absolutely.
Strike three on Cade as he fans, and that'll bring up Will Holman.
Looks like this left-hander's got a lot of movement on his pitches, Rob. You can see where he had Cade out in front of that one and threw a nice curve ball and gets the first guy out. Anytime you can keep Cade off the base, that's a plus for Marion.
That's a fastball that floats on him, high and outside for ball one. Will Holman's hitting .293 on the season so far. Our center fielder, and he made the last catch of the game the other night in that Versailles game. I thought that, for just a second, I thought that ball might drop in there.
Yeah, we had an angle on it. I thought it was dropping, too.
But Will was able to charge in and make the catch. Three balls and no strikes to Will. Will has stolen 17 bases this year. He is still the career leader, but right on his heels is Cade Wendell. Cade has stolen 19 bases this year, including five in the game at Dayton the other day.
Pretty good 1-2 punch, ain't it?
Not too shabby. There's a swing and a miss. 3-2 count. Yeah, when you think about it, you got your two top guys in career stolen bases batting back to back. It's pretty impressive.
It is.
That's ball four. So Will Holman, pitcher, didn't give any room for error on that one. Will was not going to swing at that. That was way inside. So Will Holman is on it first, and you know what that means. He might be going here.
Yeah, I look for Benny to give him a couple pitches.
Give the catcher Hayes a try out here. This brings up Ben Holman. Here's a swing and a high fly to center field. Center fielder Ruhenkamp is under and makes the catch for the out. Well hit ball, but too high, and there's two down. That'll bring up Nick Twaits now.
Yeah, Benny was just antsy there. You know, I think he got all them curveballs against Versailles, and he's seen a first pitch fastball, and he's up there swinging. Fly ball center field.
Twaits is hitting .235, which is below what I know Coach Kalp is hoping for. But hopefully he'll be cranking her up towards the end of the year. Baseball tournament should be around the 10th of May, somewhere in there.
I'd say you're pretty close.
Runner's going, and he is in there for a stolen base. Another stolen base for Will Holman. As he adds to his school record. Every time he steals a base, he sets another school record. Is an 0-2 count, though, to Nick Twaits here. Will Holman at second. Come on, Nick. Hang in there. Here's the pitch. Ooh, just misses. Just misses. Adam Frank on the mound just about rang him up there. One ball, two strikes now. Frank set to go, checks Will Holman, and here's the pitch. Here's a swing, and a ball right through the hole. And Holman's going to try to score. Here he comes. He's in there. And going to second, he is dead duck. Nick Twaits tried to stretch it to second on the throw, and he got tagged out. But he gets an RBI single as he drives in Will Holman.
Nice piece of hitting there by Twaits. Just what Jerry ordered. Get him in. Get him over. Base hit scores him. Indians lead 1-0.
Absolutely. And we're at the end of one. It's Fort Recovery on top here. 1-0. We had one run on a total of one base hit. There were no errors, and nobody was left on base. So we'll be back with the inning number two in a moment, right after we pause for this.
This is Chad Guggenbiller with St. Henry Bank. Looking for a new home, farm, or business? Come see me today at 419-852-4049. We do banking the personalized way. We get to know you with a smile and a handshake. St. Henry Bank, member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Hi, this is Jerry Kalp of Kalp Pharmacy, a locally owned Health Mart pharmacy. Is your child attending the 12th or 6th grade next year? Has he or she received the meningococcal vaccine? Kalp Pharmacy can administer this vaccine without a prescription if the child is 13 years and older with a parent or guardian present. Most preventative vaccines are covered at 100% by insurance without charging any type of copay or deductible. Walk-ins are always welcome at Kalp Pharmacy in Fort Recovery, Versailles, or Canham, Ohio, and Union City in Bern, Indiana. Or call 800-686-2314 to schedule an appointment. Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
Back at Fort Recovery, as we move to the top of the second inning, Marion Local trailing 1-0 here, and they will send up to the plate their number 5, 6, and 7 guy, John Smits, leading things off here.
John Smits' dad's an old Fort Recovery boy, classmate of mine, Randy Smits, who's was a good baseball player himself.
There's a swing and a miss. We have 1-1 on the batter, John Smits. Brandon Fleck is on deck, and then Aaron Brunswick is the third scheduled batter of the inning. Here's a shot right to the third baseman. Mr. Post makes the play, Riley Post, and there's the out.
Good job by Reese. Make him hit it. Indians will play defense. Riley, right where he needs to be there, played him perfect. Line shot, one out.
Here's Brandon Fleck. Reese Rogers on the mound, pitching very quickly, and that misses for a ball. Reese had 3 hits the other night in the Versailles game. Scored one of the 2 runs in the top of the ninth to give us the win. That misses for a ball. 2 balls and no strikes.
I expect that the girls are playing Marion tonight at Marion. I haven't heard. But...
Well, do we have a JV game? There is a game at home.
Is there?
I think the girls are at Marion. I think. Well, I don't know. Here's a slow roller foul. You got your schedule there?
I don't got nothing.
I got it? I got a schedule, but I got to find it.
You got it on your phone?
Yeah.
You're unbelievable, ain't
you? Yeah, Digger sends me that good stuff.
Does he? Yeah, Digger don't send me nothing. But... Yep. How was the Versailles Inn the other night? Did you and the wifey enjoy that?
Yes, we stopped by Versailles Inn, and I have a lot lighter
billfold
pocketbook. A lot lighter billfold. There's a swing and a miss. Dropped, and Cody picks it up. Throws to first, and there's the out. So strikeout for Reese Rogers as Brandon Fleck goes down.
Cody does a nice job. He knocks the ball down the dirt on the curveball. He takes about 3 steps out, makes sure he gets away from the base runner, throws a strike down. Ian Homan, 2 up, 2 down, top of second.
Here's Aaron Brunswick. There's a call strike. Okay, tonight we have varsity softball at Marion Local. It's unless they change the site. There's no JV softball. There's a swing and a miss. Strike 3. That was quick. Bing, bing, bing. No runs, no hits, no errors, nobody left. A 1-2-3 inning for Reese Rogers as Aaron Brunswick goes down. So we're at the middle of the second inning. It's Fort Recovery leading Marion Local by a score of 1-0.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canote from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. I'm inviting you to come and see the new Endurance line of litter spreaders from Salford BBI at K&L Tractor. These spreaders are available in pull type and truck mount models and are designed to be the toughest, most durable spreader in the market today. The Endurance wide swath litter spreader is designed with the poultry grower in mind. With Salford BBI's rugged design and construction, you can more efficiently spread your materials, saving you time and money. Come see these remarkable spreaders from Salford BBI today at K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
The most important feature in a window is trust. So go with a name you know, Anderson. The time-proven choice found in most homes than any other. And Anderson is the brand rated by builders as the most weather-tight, highest quality, and most durable. 400 series windows and doors from Anderson, the most trusted name in windows. See your Anderson dealer, the Fort Recovery Lumber Company, in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
back here at Fort Recovery, Indians at the plate in the bottom of the second, and it's old Reese Rogers up there, Mr. Hot. He's got the hottest bat on the team right now.
He does. He's facing a tough left-hander. This would be good at bat for Reese.
Lefty against lefty. That's outside and low for a ball. It's one ball, one strike. Reese Rogers. Reese is hitting again on the season so far, according to Tom Galdine, at 324. There's a ground ball to the second baseman. Should be an out, and it is. As Habedaz, is that right?
Yeah, you got her.
Habedaz makes the play at second base, throwing over to his first baseman, Reese Eiferts. So there's one away, and that'll bring up Cody Shinneberry, catcher for Fort Recovery. He's hitting 200. He is also batting from the left side. There's a bunt,
nice bunt. It's
a good one. It's going to be tough. He can't beat it out. Nice play by the catcher, Darren Hayes. Darren Hayes charged out there, grabbed that ball about 6 feet away from the plate, and gunned it down to his first baseman, Reese Eifert, for the out.
Oh, look at this.
As a quick pickup.
That was a nice play by the catcher.
This will bring up Ethan Shane now. Ethan playing right field. And there's a call strike. He is batting on the year. Let's see here. He is batting 147 coming into the game today. Fouls it out of play.
He's another kid that's been hitting the ball hard, and I think Jerry's been real happy with the progress that Ethan's made. He says he'd like to get him to quit pulling it so much. He is a dead pull hitter. I've seen him hit a couple base hits up the middle.
Right-handed batter is Ethan Shane. Here's the pitch. Swing and a ground ball foul. Coach Kalp tries to make the one-handed pickup.
That's doggy.
His hand is stinging.
Yeah, Jerry would never have done that. That's a doggy one.
Oh, it is?
Yeah. Doggy's hurting right now. That's a little harder than he thought.
Jeff Wendell down there at third. Here's a ground ball fielded by the third baseman, John Smith. The throw over to first, and there's the out. 1-2-3 inning for Adam Frank. He is a tough pitcher. Got nice control. So no runs, no hits, no errors, and nobody left. We're at the end of two. It's Fort Recovery 1 and Marion Local nothing.
PG, look at these new shoes. Feel how light they are. I can run for miles in these.
Make sure you tie them up good before you go running.
No problem.
Beep, beep. Hey, runner, look out where you're going.
Drivers, runners, bikers, walkers, spring is finally here, and many people will be trying out their new shoes, so be careful. Watch out for each other and enjoy today. This message brought to you by your friends at Cooper Farms, Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Beep, beep.
Fort Recovery Insurance Agency.
You have cell phones there?
Derek, you again.
I want my own cell phone, so I can always call whenever I need something.
You don't need to call us whenever you want from everywhere.
Don't you like helping people?
We love helping folks find insurance for their home, auto, farm, or business from Ohio Mutual, but we don't need you calling asking all sorts of questions.
Then you should stop saying you have something for everyone.
We've got something for everyone. Fort Recovery Insurance Agency. Call 888-375-4181.
Hi, this is Chad Guggenbohler, Chief Relationship Officer with St. Henry Bank. Our bank has been serving all kinds of customers, large and small, for over 100 years as a locally owned institution. We believe that finances are a sacred thing. That's why whether you're looking to buy or sell a home or business, improve your operation with good, sound advice, or just get another opinion, come see us today. Because there's peace of mind in just having a good financial partner. Just give us a call today at 419-678-2358. The St. Henry Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
We move to the top of the third inning, a very quick game. Reese Rogers on the mound.
You get paid by the hour on this game? How does this work?
You're not going to make much tonight.
This ain't very good tonight.
There's a ball, two balls and one strike to the batter. Reese Eifert is hitting now for Marion Local. That misses for a ball. I want to welcome any of you Marion Local fans listening in tonight. We won't make you turn the radio off. Glad to have you folks tuned in as well. Three balls and one strike. That is high for a ball. Ball four, and Eifert draws a base on balls, the second base runner of the game for Marion Local.
Hey, Rob, I got a lot of people saying that the TuneIn app is now the Jay County is on that, on the TuneIn app.
Well, there's actually two different ones. They're supposed to be supposed to be an AM and an FM. But if they go to their smartphones and go to WPGWradio.com, you can just click on Listen Live on the smartphone.
Okay, there you go. I better bow out there because I got about...
I'm hearing the J County game.
Did you try the other TuneIn app, too?
I couldn't find another one.
Let me see. There's two different ones. One's supposedly one for the AM, one for the FM. Let me check my TuneIn app and see what I got here.
Riley Post is in at third on the 0-1 pitch. Bunted back to Cody. Picks it up. Throws wide. Everybody's safe. Runner goes to third.
They're going
to
get him.
He is
a dead duck.
Oh, nice job.
Runner tried to go to third, and he is out. So, what, give Kramer a base hit?
No, I think you got to give an error on Cody on the throw because he was just sacrificing.
Oh, okay.
Yep.
E2, whatever you say, you're the official.
I don't know about that.
And being thrown out at third base from Ian Holman to Riley Post for the first out.
Indians are appealing at first. I think Ian beat him to the bag, and Jerry's checking with the base umpire. He's checking with the home plate umpire. Home plate umpire says, no, he's in there. So there's one out, one on here in the top of the third inning.
So, again, if you listen on a smartphone, the thing to do is go to WPGWradio.com and then click on Listen Live on the FM icon. That should give you the game on the smartphone. I'm still trying to figure out here on my TuneIn apps what I got. One ball, no strikes to the batter now, who is Matt Moeller, as Marion Local helped us out on that one.
They sure did. Indians catch a huge break. They would have had two on, nobody out. Instead, now they got to run it first. One out.
Once again, we're in the third inning. Well, I guess TuneIn apps are out, so unfortunately, I don't know how we're going to get the word to folks that they need to, if they go to WPGWradio.com and click on Listen Live.
Word of mouth.
Yeah, they'll find out tomorrow. There's ball two. Two balls and two strikes. Reese Rogers on the mound.
Type it in how he's got to, how he needs to go.
Here's a swing and a base hit between Cade Wendell and Riley Post, and that puts runners at first and second. And that's a base hit. That is their first hit. WPGWradio.com, and then you just tap on Listen Live on the FM. Tap the Listen Live. That was a base hit for Matt Moeller. He's 1-for-2 today, and that'll bring up Darren Hayes. Here's a swing, base hit up the middle. That's going to score a run, maybe. Oh, got by Will Holman. And, oh, they hold it up. Wow, thank you so much.
Oh,
now
no.
It comes home. Oh, they, if they wouldn't have held the guy up, and the coach is saying, I told you to get in there.
Well, I can't do nothing but blame the coach there. I mean, I would have been sending him the whole way. I don't know what. He put the stop sign up. And
well, we got a break on that one because Will Holman also got a break because he doesn't have an error because of that now. Wow.
They've hit him hard. They've hit three straight balls here. Hit him hard, and bases are loaded. And number three hitter, Hayes, is up, and Indians are – or no. Oh, this is Ruin Camp up to bat. Flyers in business here, top of the third.
Derek Ruenkamp at the plate. He is the center fielder for the Marion Local Flyers. He hit one right back to Reese Rogers in the first inning for an out. Bases loaded. Tough spot here for Rogers. Had a little conference on the mound there to talk about strategy. Here we go with the pitch. Misses for a ball. Nice stop by Cody Shinneberry.
That does work. I got guys saying that's it. They're listening again.
Okay, well, that's good. Yeah, pass. Tell them to pass the word.
That's right.
I'll have to check in what's going on with the FM tune-in app. There's a swing and a miss at a high pitch. Oh, thank you so much. Two balls and one strike. With the bases loaded, wow. That's a big strike. Here's a ground ball. Cade Wendell will go to third for an out, and it doesn't happen. E5. Air on Riley Post there. He didn't get back to the bag in time, and when he didn't catch the throw from Cade Wendell, it was, at shortstop. So that scores a run. Coming home is Reese Eifert, and we have a 1-1 tie now, and the bases are still loaded with still only one out.
It was a slow roller hit to Cade, and Indians found themselves in no man's land.
Here's a foul ball that we cannot get to. Was still in play, but could not quite get there. So the score is 1-1 here as the game has slowed down considerably as Reese Rogers has found himself in a pickle here. Adam Frank is the batter. He is the opposing pitcher. Left-handed thrower, and he bats from the left side as well. Next pitch from Rogers. There's a swing and one to Cade Wendell. There's one at second. Over to first, he did not get him there.
Yes,
oh, he did get him. He got him at first. Wow, that was so close. Bang, bang. My, oh, my. A double play ball to Cade Wendell. And Cade had a tough time because the runner was right in front of him.
Oh, it was a great play. Great turn by Cade. Great turn by Benny. We just get him at first. Somehow we only give up one run that inning.
So their cleanup guy hits into a double play. How about that? We're at the middle of the third inning now. The scorer is now Marion Local 1 and Fort Recovery 1, and we'll be right back.
Type that same thing in.
Hi, this is Jerry Kalp of Kalp Pharmacy, a locally owned Health Mart pharmacy. Kalp Pharmacy carries the new shingles vaccine, Shingrix. And the CDC recommends healthy adults 50 years and older receive two doses of the Shingrix vaccine, separated by 2 to 6 months. And you can receive the Shingrix vaccine if you have had shingles, received Zostavax, or are unsure if you had chickenpox. Let Kalp Pharmacy help you lower your risk. Get vaccinated today at your local Kalp Pharmacy in Fort Recovery, Versailles, or Canham, Ohio, or Union City in Bern, Indiana. Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canute from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. K&L Tractor is proud to be the authorized Kloss hay and forage dealer for this part of the Midwest. Whether you need a Kloss baler, hay tool, or forage harvester, K&L Tractor is the place to go. We have the Kloss product you need and the factory-trained technicians to keep you running smooth. So remember, for all your Kloss harvesting needs, shop at K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
All righty, we move to the bottom of the third inning. We have a tie score now, 1-1. Indians kind of dodging the bullet there, didn't they?
Boy, we sure did. Man, there's some base running blunders by the Flyers and a nice stretch and get the double play, turn them by the boys up the middle. And let's get the bats out, Mr. Weaver.
Well, we'll see what's going to happen here. We're going to have coming up here the bottom of the order, Ian Holman, Riley Post, and then Cade Wendell. Again, Ian Holman, the star of the game the other night with a two-run single in the top of the ninth inning. And that was a liner.
Yeah, it was a big one. Big hit for the team and big hit for Ian.
Drove home Reese Rogers and also, I think, Cody Shinneberry, maybe?
I think you're right.
Outside for a ball.
Come on, 16.
Again, on deck is Riley Post. Here's the next pitch. There's a call strike. There's a swing and a smash past the third baseman. That's a base hit. Ian Holman is on at first base. His third hit of the year.
Two for two his last two times up, though. That's the important part.
Yes, two for two the last two times.
Come on, Riley. Get her down here.
Riley Post hitting 125 on the year. He's a sophomore, plays third base.
Oh,
He is batting from the right side.
Infield in here. I think they're figuring Riley to square around, and he does.
Call strike as Riley lets that go by. That misses for a ball. One ball and one strike. Riley Post wants to bunt, and he pulls the bat back, and it's a ball. Two balls and a strike.
Good job, Riley. Make him work here.
Tomorrow night, it's Sydney Lehman.
Sydney Lehman over at Sydney.
You guys going over?
Are you going to Pittsburgh?
Probably.
We could. Neil might be doing
solo
shot tomorrow night. I got Cody Feely's bachelor party in Indianapolis. So.
Yeah, Cody saw the light. He's marrying a Jay County
Absolutely.
Girl.
Absolutely.
Nice young lady.
He outkicked his coverage there. I'll tell you that.
Then Saturday, it's a doubleheader with Rushi.
And that'll be me and Spencey.
There's a shot past the third baseman who was in because of the bunt possibilities, and Riley just drove it right by him. Hot shot.
Great job of hitting, Riley, and the infield was in, and Jerry said, you know what, Riley? Take a swing at it, baby, and he did, and he drove it into left field. Indians in business here, bottom of third.
Because I'm thinking if John Smits had been back on that one, he might have been able to make that
Absolutely.
Play.
Absolutely.
Brings up Cade Wendell now, our shortstop. Again, Cade has a nice bat, 344 on the year.
I look for him to bunt here.
Squares the bunt, pulls it back, and it's ball one. Bottom of the third inning of this MAC game, tied at 1-1. That's outside for a ball. Once again, I'll mention again, for the benefit of those who may be wanting to listen on your smartphones, and apologize for the TuneIn app mix-up, but just go to WPGWradio.com on your smartphone and click on Listen Live FM. That's WPGWradio.com. Click on Listen Live on the FM. Three balls and no strikes. Okay. He's not going to bunt at this one. Call strike.
He's going to swing at this baby if he gets a chance. I'll tell you that.
Cade Wendell struck out against Adam Frank back in the first. Now he squares the bunt, and it's ball four. That loads him up. Got her going here. Nobody out. Bases loaded. Bottom of the third, and Will Holman steps to the plate.
Good piece of hitting there by Cade. Was patient. Didn't like what he's seen. Gets on base. Indians with them loaded now. Willie Holman up in the meat of the Indian order.
Well, Holman steps in now. Here's the pitch. And that misses for a ball. Ball one.
I got some scores here, Rob. The JV boys are tied up with Marion 2-2 at Marion Local, courtesy of Jody Wendell. Al Post said the girls' softball team is down 3-0 in the third against Marion.
That's high for a ball. Ball two. Has nowhere to put Will. Again, Adam Frank pitched a great game against Versailles the other night. Lost the game 3-1. There's a call strike. Reese Eifert, your first baseman. Habadaz, your second baseman. Swinging a foul. Ian Kramer is at short. John Smits is at third. Matt Moeller out in left. Derek Ruhenkamp is in center. Aaron Brunswick in right. Darren Hayes is behind the plate. And Adam Frank on the hot seat right now, the pitcher, with the bases loaded. That's high for a ball. And it's a full count, 3-2. Good patience there by old Will.
Absolutely. Be ready here, buddy. You don't want to walk. So. Will he be ready to rip it?
He swings and fouls it back. He was excited the other night when he caught that last out.
Yes, he was.
To end the game in the ninth inning. Rushed in from center field to catch a shallow fly ball. End the game. There's a swing and a miss, strike three, and Will goes down. In the game with the winning run on, by the way, the other night in that ninth inning.
That was a great pitch by Frank. Threw it in on his hands. It was close enough. Willie had to swing, jammed him, and struck him out. One out. Come on. Come on, Benny. Need a hit here, kid.
Ben had a fly ball to center field last time up. Got under it a little bit too much. Here we go with the pitch. Bases loaded still. That's ball one. After Ben, it'll be Nick Twaits and Reese Rogers. So, hey, we got the golden opportunity here to score some runs.
Chance to put a crooked number up on the board. Coach would love to see that.
Coming to you from Fort Recovery tonight. Again, if you've tuned in for the Jay County game, that's being heard on our AM station at 1440 on your AM dial. And 105.3 FM for the Jay County Woodland game. Swing and a miss. They started that game early tonight. It was supposed to start at 6, and they moved it up to 5:30.
Is that at Jay County or at Woodland?
Jay County. Is that Jay County? Curveball misses. 3-1. Okay, what are you going to do here?
You're swinging here. You got your number three hitter looking dead fastball. Drive it.
Here we go. Frank with the pitch. Swing and he pops it up. Should be caught. Catcher comes over. He didn't make the play. Missed the ball. Estebach got blinded by the sun.
I think he did, too, because he wasn't even close to it.
Darren Hayes had a perfect opportunity for the out there, which would have been two outs. And Ben Homan says, I got a second life here.
Make him pay for it, partner.
3-2 count now. Here's the pitch from Frank, and a ground ball, slow roller, and
foul ball.
Oh, foul ball. Wow. That's going to be a close play at the plate. I think they would have got him at the plate. Yeah, the umpire yelled, and nobody else saw that. So the count remains 3-2. Bases loaded, one out. Fort Recovery batting here in the bottom of the third inning. Here's a swing and a drive to left. That's way back there. Way back.
Off the fence.
Off the fence. Two runs, three runs coming home. Ben Homan's going to third, and he is going to be in there for a triple. Boy, he drained that baby. That was like Brother John.
That's exactly right. Yeah, he was sitting dead ready. Threw him a fastball down the heart of the plate. Ben does what a good hitter does. He rips it in off the fence in left center field. And man, the Indians catch a break by the catcher dropping the ball, and we'll take it, Rob.
Wow. So three runs come home, cleans the bases except for himself, and that makes the score now 4-1. Three big runs here in the bottom of the third, and there's going to be a conference on the mound for Marion Local.
Hit that baby on the screws.
Yes, boy, he did. It was well hit. I thought it might be out of here for a minute.
I did too.
When's the last time you saw a home run by Fort Recovery here?
We had some last year.
Not this year. Though.
No, nobody's hit one out this year.
And the weather's just been so bad this year.
Twaits might have got one out of here last year. Doubleheader against Rusha.
Speaking of Twaits, here he is. Nick Twaits with only one out in the inning still. Got a runner at third, a chance to score another run. Here's a drive. That's going to be a sacrifice fly for sure. The center fielder makes the catch, but easily coming home.
Nice job.
Is Ben Homan. Sacrifice fly for Tweetsy. And it's now 5-1.
He put a charge into that one, too.
So that'll bring up Reese Rogers with the bases empty. Again, scoring Ben Homan give an RBI for Nick Twaits. That's his second RBI of the game. Rogers hits from the left side. Last time up, he grounded out to the second baseman, Habadaz. Here's the next pitch. There's a swing and a pretty well hit ball to Habadaz. Again, he blew it. An error on Habadaz went right through his leg like a wicket.
Yes, it did.
E4. That'll bring up Cody Shinneberry. Nolan Habadaz didn't get his glove down and went right underneath him. And that really wasn't that hard of a
He's got to make
smash.
That play.
So here's Cody. Cody Shinneberry, and there's a call strike. Bottom of the third, Indians have launched into a 5-1 lead here at Fort Recovery in this Big Mac game. Here's a swing and a ground ball to the third baseman. Makes the play. Goes to first for the out. Should have it. He does. Nice pickup by John Smits at third. Fires over to Reese Eifert for the out. And Cody is retired. 5-3. And the inning is finally over. But Fort Recovery comes up with four runs in the inning here. 1, 2, 3 base hits. The big hit, the triple by Ben Homan. As far as errors, there was one error. And we had one runner left on base. We're at the end of three now, fans. It's Fort Recovery 5 and Marion Local 1.
When you're building the home you've always wanted, look to the 400 Series windows and patio doors from the brand most trusted by builders and remodelers, Anderson. With variety, style, and time-tested performance, it's no wonder they're the most popular windows and doors. 400 Series Windows and Doors from Anderson. Why choose anything else? See your Anderson dealer, the Fort Recovery Lumber Company in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
PG, look at these new shoes. Feel how light they are. I can run for miles in these.
Make sure you tie them up good before you go running.
No problem.
Beep, beep. Hey, runner, look out where you're going.
Drivers, runners, bikers, walkers, spring is finally here. And many people will be trying out their new shoes, so be careful. Watch out for each other and enjoy today. This message brought to you by your friends at Cooper Farms, Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Beep, beep.
Here we go to the top of the fourth inning. Overall, Reese Rogers has done a pretty nice job.
He has. He got out of a big jam that last thing, and when the Indians turned it, now we got him a big lead. Come on, Reese. Throw strikes. Make him hit it. We'll play some defense behind you, partner. Boy, this kid looks just like his dad. Unbelievable. Yep. He's a lot better hitter than his Uncle Dan.
Oh. John Smits, the batter. He had a little, I believe, what happened last time? He had a little ground ball that was picked up by Cody Shinneberry. Was that what happened?
Yep.
For the out, he's 0-1. Here's a swing and a base hit to left field. Nick Twaits flags it down, and it's a single for John Smits.
I don't know, Rob, but maybe it's because the weather's warmed up or what's going on, but we've seen more hard hit balls tonight than we've seen in the three games prior that we've done this.
Well, it's finally hitting weather.
Yeah.
Finally. Brandon Fleck is the batter now. He is the DH hitting for Nolan Habadaz, who is the second baseman. There's a call strike. Marion Local Flyers. Really happy for Coach Gottemoller. He's a really great guy.
He is. Kurt's a first-class guy.
Slow. Actually, was that a bunt?
Yeah, sacrifice.
Bunt and the catcher for Fort Recovery, Cody Shinneberry, makes the play, fires down to first baseman Ian Homan, and there's the out. But going to second base is John Smits. So the sacrifice is a good one.
They have some kind of athletic programs over there. I mean, their football with Coach Goodwin, and now their basketball program, and they just got big, strong kids, and they know how to play.
Aaron Brunswick is the batter now. He struck out against Reese Rogers back in the second. Well, not many people gave Marion Local an opportunity to win that state championship game with Cleveland.
No, that's right. And it's just, I don't know, they're just not intimidated, you know. And that's the way I think most of the MAC schools are. They, you know, the big schools that come in there and they got 100 students total. And, you know, the MAC, we've played schools like that all the time. And Marion took care of business in an unbelievable state tournament with the state championship for the Flyers. And I'm pretty sure that was the number 126 for the MAC state championship. That's a lot.
Unbelievable. 126 state championships. 3-1 is the count to the batter, Reese Rogers, coming home again, swinging a foul back. 3-2 count now. Again, your batter here is Aaron Brunswick, right fielder for Marion Local. Reese Rogers gets his sign from Cody Shinneberry. Here's the pitch. Curveball just misses.
He's having trouble getting the curveball over today. He's really struggled with his curveball throwing strikes. And Marion in business here. 2-1 with one out. Top of the fourth. And Jerry's going to go out and talk to Reese right now.
So a little conference on the mound here. Reminder, tomorrow night, Indians are at Sidney Lehman. You should be able to hear that on FortRecoveryRadio.com.
Yep, and be back on FRR tomorrow. Doubleheader on Saturday with Rushi.
We will have our next game on the radio here on Tuesday when the Indians are at Parkway. And then Thursday, back home against Coldwater in a big game. Ought to be a big crowd that night.
Absolutely. New pitcher, Benny Hummus, taking the ball. Coach Cal pulled Reese. I think probably a couple reasons. Reese wasn't very sharp, and we got a lot of games coming up, so he probably had, I don't know, Calby, did he have pitch count, 50 pitches? So 3 days rest. I think Jerry's thinking, you know what, I'll pull him here and bring Benny in, and Reese can probably start Monday at Walpock. Because that's a... Yeah.
That's a thought.
That's right. Jerry, there's a method to Jerry's madness. I'll tell you that.
I think we won.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, I'm sure Nick Twaits is going to be up against Coldwater.
I think they pitch some tomorrow.
Or now. Or Saturday. Yeah.
So, Ben Holman warming up here.
Big right-hander, Rob. Throws a, I would say he's a low 80s fastball and throws good control. Works fast. And I think defensively, that's what you like to see, is a fast worker on the mound. And Benny's been tremendous so far for Coach. And he's in a situation here with two batters on. And Marion threatening again here in the top of the fourth. We said this game was going fast. And yeah, he'll put the old brakes on. The old Jake brake got hit.
So Reese Rogers goes to first. And Joe Holman is at second base. And apparently Ian went out of the lineup.
That is correct.
Ian Holman went out of the lineup. And again, our second baseman, Ben Holman, goes on the mound here. One out. Runners at first and second. Fastball misses. Down low. Your batter now, by the way, is Reese Eifertz, who walked against Reese Rogers back in the third inning. And he scored the only run of the game for Marion Local. There's a call strike on a fastball.
Reese has got some Fort Recovery connections there. His grandpa was an old Fort Recovery grad, worked at Cooper Farms for a number of years. Dan Eifert. First class family, the Eiferts.
Here's the pitch. Another fastball. This one misses low. Two balls and one strike. Eifert bats in the number 8 spot in the order. There's a call strike. That looked like just like the last pitch to me.
Same thing.
Oh, well. 2-2 count. Come on, Benny, get him here. There's a swing and a foul back. Still 2-2. Ian Kramer is the on-deck batter for Marion Local, which is he's the shortstop, and then we'll go back to the top of the order.
top of the fourth inning at Coldwater, St. Henry and Coldwater, no score.
Here's a foul out of play on the right side.
That was a good curveball there. Had him out in front. He just got a piece of it.
Yeah, I think Coldwater's only lost one game all year to the Jay County Patriots.
That's exactly right.
Here's the next pitch. Swing and a miss. Strike three. Got him. Nice pitch by Ben Holman. That's two away now. Runners at first and second. That'll bring up Ian Kramer, who reached on an error back in the third inning.
Minster 2, Versailles 1, bottom of the third.
That's kind of a surprise.
Minster's a hard team to figure, boy. By the end of the year, they're going to be good.
You got to know that.
Yep.
Strike one, no balls, one strike to the batter. Again, Ben Holman in relief here as a curveball misses high. One ball, one strike. Cody Shinneberry calling the sign, the signals behind the plate here. There's a call strike. One ball, two strikes. Ben Holman gets his sign from Cody. Here's the pitch out of the stretch. Swing and a miss. Strike three. Cody drops the ball, picks it up, goes down to Reese Rogers, and there's the out. And the inning's over, so a threat. Runners left at first and second, but the Flyers cannot score. No runs on one base hit. There were no errors, and two runners left on base. We're at the middle of the fourth inning. It's Fort Recovery leading Marion Local 5-1.
Fort Recovery Insurance Agency.
I thought I dialed the time and temperature number.
This isn't time and temperature.
Don't you have something for everyone?
Are you one of Derek's friends?
Yeah, he sits beside me at school and always talks about how you guys have something for everyone.
We do, with insurance from Ohio Mutual for your home, auto, farm, or business. Why do you need to know the time and temperature?
So I know when it's okay to go out and play.
We've got something for everyone. Fort Recovery Insurance Agency. Call 888-375-4181.
You trust so much to your banker. So isn't it strange that most of the communication you have with them is in form letters and computer statements? At the St. Henry Bank, we have a revolutionary tool that promotes even stronger friendships. It's called a conversation. Stop by and speak with any of us. You'll appreciate the difference.
When it comes to banks, there's large, and then there's large enough. The St. Henry Bank in St. Henry and Maria Stein. Large enough to serve you, small enough to know you. Member FDIC.
Okay, stepping up here for the Fort Recovery Indians is going to be Ethan Shane. And the pitch misses for a ball. Ethan, the right fielder, he's batting 147 coming into the game. He grounded out to the third baseman, John Smits, back in the second inning. We will have Pacers and the Cavaliers tomorrow night, 7 o'clock start time. The network begins at 6:30. You can hear that at 100.9 on your FM dial.
You know, that might go 7. Wouldn't surprise me one bit.
It wouldn't me either. Especially if... That's in the dirt for a ball, especially if the Pacers win these two games this weekend, take a 3-1 lead, which I could see that happening.
Best of seven,
yeah.
St. Henry gets a run in the top of the fifth. They now lead Coldwater 1-0.
Here's a pop-up, and the pitcher rushes in and makes the catch right at the plate. Adam Frank caught that ball for the out. It's one away. Here's Ian Holman. Nope, it's not Ian Holman, but Joe Holman.
Joe Holman. Jay County girls softball team trailing 3-2 against Woodland.
They haven't played much either. Jay County softball. Yeah, they're even going to play a makeup game on church night here coming up, so that's unusual.
We're playing them the next Saturday. We might have that game on the radio.
Yeah. Here's a pop-up into shallow center, and a center fielder makes the catch.
Nice catch by
Ruhenkamp.
Absolutely.
Derek Ruhenkamp comes in and dives and does a somersault and catches the ball. That's two away. Here's the next pitch. There's a call strike. Batter now is Riley Post. Riley had a single back in the four-run third inning. Here's the next pitch. That's a ball. One ball, two strikes now to the batter, Riley Post. Here's the next pitch. Swing and a ground ball to the shortstop. Should make the play. Here's the throw, and he's out. And that ends the inning. 1-2-3 inning for Adam Frank that time as Riley Post grounds out 6-3 for the third out of the inning. No runs, no hits, no errors, nobody left. We're at the end of four. It's Fort Recovery 5 and Marion Local 1.
Hi, this is Jerry Kalp of Kalp Pharmacy, a locally owned Health Mart pharmacy. Kalp Pharmacy carries a full line of recommended vaccines to protect against shingles, pneumonia, whooping cough, tetanus, seasonal influenza, and more. With our comprehensive immunization program, Kalp Pharmacy wants to help keep you safe and healthy from many vaccine-preventable diseases. Walk-ins are always welcome at Kalp Pharmacy in Fort Recovery, Versailles, or Canham, Ohio, or Bern in Union City, Indiana. Or call 800-686-2314 for more information. Kalp Pharmacy, caring for you and about you.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canote from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. Are you looking to ease the daily grind in your livestock feeding operation? Archway Specialized Agriculture Equipment is here to help. With either hammer mill or roller mill action, our portable grinder mixers are the feed industry's gold standard. Rugged, reliable, and easily configurable to your specific feeding needs, Archway grinder mixers are available all the way up to 165 bushel tank size, the largest on the market. For superior ration without a lot of fuss, grind it Archway.
When you're looking for windows and doors that are durable, reliable, and energy efficient, look to the ones builders choose most. Anderson. Anderson 400 Series windows and patio doors stand up to Mother Nature, Father Time, and Old Man Winter, too. See the limited warranty for details. Anderson 400 Series windows and doors from Anderson. Why choose anything else? See your Anderson dealer, the Fort Recovery Lumber Company in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Back here at Fort Recovery, we move to the top of the fifth inning. Marion Local will send up the top of their order. Matt Moeller, Darren Hayes, and Derek Ruhenkamp. And Moeller has a count of 1-1 on him now.
Benny did a great job the last inning, Rob, getting out of that jam. And takes the ball here in the fifth and throws strikes, partner.
Do we have a light out on the scoreboard out there? Is that the reason?
I've seen that. It's been working. I think we got some young kids in there today. But usually them boys are sharp. They're better about it than we are, I'll tell you that.
Ben Holman just trucking right along here. Three balls and one strike, though, now to the leadoff batter for Marion Local, Matt Moeller. That misses for a ball four. Once again, if you want to listen to the games on your smartphone, the easiest thing to do is to go to WPGWradio.com and just tap on Listen Live on the FM side of the dial. That's WPGWradio.com and tap on Listen Live on the FM side. That'll get you the game. Here's a throw second base, and he should be out. Yes.
Nice job. Good job, Cody. Throw a strike down there.
Cody throwing down to Cade Wendell, and Cade tagged him out. And that's one away, and they blow the opportunity here. Now, I could ask you, you're trailing 5-1. Why would you try to steal?
But, you know, their base running ain't been too sharp all game.
So there's one away. Here's Darren Hayes, the batter. It's one ball, no strikes to him.
Oh.
Ben Holman gets the sign from Cody Shinneberry. He wheels and deals, and there's a call strike. Ben says, thank you very much. Now I don't have to pitch out of the stretch. I think most pitchers would rather not pitch out of the stretch, don't you?
Yep.
Here's one that misses for a ball.
That's pretty close, too.
And I will remind you again, if you've tuned in for the Jay County game, that's being heard on our FM station. I'm sorry, on our AM station, 1440 on your AM dial, or our low-power FM at 105.3 for the Jay County game on the air tonight against Woodland.
How many radio stations you got, like 13?
No. There are three in Portland and one in Adams County. Got four all together. There's a swing and a miss.
Well, I know the Fort Recovery people sure appreciate you covering Indian baseball. And a lot of people can't get there, and they want to listen, and whether they're working or, you know, they've got kids. And I know they appreciate PG-14 covering Indian baseball.
Ball four. Well, we're glad to help and fill in. Everybody knows what happened, and the games would not be on the air if we didn't do them, so we're glad to do them. The MAC games, I'm speaking of course.
Yep.
Fort Recovery Radio will have the game tomorrow night at Sydney Lehman. There's a call strike. So Ben Holman's had a little bit of control problem here in this inning. He's walked two, actually.
Yeah, it's not like Ben. Ben usually throws strikes, makes them hit, and he's having a little trouble throwing strikes.
He had a big three-run triple to put us way out in front here. Check swing, and they call a strike.
That was a good curve right there. His best one of the night. Bruenkamp made a great catch at the top of the inning. For the Flyers?
Outside for a ball, and that almost sailed on Cody as he gunned it down to Reese Rogers at first, trying to catch the runner off, but the runner got back safely. Again, your batter is Derek Ruenkamp. He's looking for his first hit today. Fielder's choice last time up. Here's a pop-up out of play. Fort Recovery and the Marion Local Flyers this evening in MAC Conference Baseball.
You guys cover the draft next Thursday? You guys do any of that stuff?
We might. It's kind of a lot of interest in that for the Colts fans.
Colts have the what, number?
Six now.
Pick. They moved. Yeah, they traded, didn't they?
Moved back three to get two other picks.
I think there could be a lot of willing and dealing next Thursday for that.
There's a drive to left field, and making the play is Nick Twaits.
Well, you hit it right on the button. Twaits, he hadn't played perfect.
Yep, sure did.
Two outs.
Twaits, he racing towards the line to get to that ball. That will bring up Adam Frank.
So next Tuesday, if the Parkway game, you got to leave early. You're going to let me and the mayor take over. You trust us with this stuff? Or?
Well, absolutely. I assume I'll see it sometime or another.
We may stay on the air all night.
There's a swing and a miss. Yes, it is. I think we have to sit outside, I think.
They have a nice place there. It's a nice place to sit outside. Hopefully the weather's nice.
It's supposed to be milder next week than this week. Can't believe it was snowing this morning, and here we are, pretty nice.
This weather is crazy. Yeah, you probably had some snowflakes when you went in this morning, didn't you?
I did. It was. It was snowing. My landscape lighting came on, and I looked out the window, and
kind of pretty.
Snow coming down. I thought, you got to be kidding me. This is April, though. What?
Wasn't that pretty?
3-4 months ago.
Yeah.
Yeah. April the 19th. That's high for a ball.
So what time you got to get to the station in the morning and get that thing all fired up to be on the air at 6? Is that a 15-minute job? You're ready to go?
Well, I usually get up about 4 to do my news searching, and then after that I go in about 5:45. I only live 2 minutes from the radio station, so it doesn't take me long to get there.
All right. Good job, Benny.
Swing and a miss. Strike three in the inning is over. So a little bit of a problem for Ben Holman. He walked two, but no damage, no runs on no hits. There were no errors, and one runner was left on base. We are at the middle of the fifth inning. It's Fort Recovery 5, and the Flyers from Marion Local, they have only one right now as we go to the bottom of the fifth inning. Coming up for Fort Recovery here will be the following. That would include the top of the order, Cade Wendell, Will Holman, and Ben Holman. I'll just keep her right here, Bobby, because I forgot to cue up my commercials.
You wait till next Tuesday, you think it's going to be screwed up.
I'll try to give you some more so you don't have so much to worry about on that.
No, we don't. Some Big Mac games tonight, Rob. We talked about it. You know, the Coldwater Mary or Coldwater and St. Henry game. It's still 1-0 in the sixth inning. And if Coldwater would hang on, and we would, or if St. Henry hangs on, we hang on. That's a three-way tie at least for the top spot in the Mac. And then it's anybody's game.
There's a whole bunch of teams. There's a whole bunch of teams that are 3-1.
There is, absolutely. Bremen.
I mean, it's up for grabs this year. About as balanced as I can remember. Coldwater 4-0, and then I think there's four teams that are 3-1.
Ain't that amazing? Jay County girls softball team tied it up 3-3. Kenzie Litton with a base hit to score the third run for the Patriots.
You must be getting that from Shansey. Are you getting that
Shans,
from
Shans? Yeah, Chris Shans. Is it Shans or Shans?
Shans, I think.
Whatever I say, I always say it wrong because I always get mad at me.
Cade Wendell, I'm surprised he's up there. Maybe he's not. Maybe he's retweeting somebody else. Cade Wendell, the first batter here in the fifth inning for the Indians.
No, he's there. He's got pictures.
There is ball one.
Yeah, it does.
Here's the next pitch. That's a way high and inside, ball two. Cade's had a pretty decent day today. He struck out, but he walked and scored in the third, so he's 0-for-1 officially. Helped us get a big run in that third inning where we scored four runs. That misses for a ball. Came in again hitting .344 on the day. So he needs a hit here to get his average, keep his average going. Yep, got ball four. Walks for the second straight time. That brings up Will Holman, who walked and struck out. Walked back in the first inning, and I didn't mark it down here, but I'm pretty sure he had a stolen base.
Yes, he did.
Inning.
Yep.
There's a call strike to Will. One of the many seniors on this team. We are senior laden this year. Going to make something happen. This is a year to make something happen.
I agree.
Got a lot of arms, a lot of pitching.
Yeah, no doubt about it. This is Indians' year. But you know what? If you look at the program in a whole, the JV, I think, are 8-1. And there's some kids down there that can play the game. And Coach Cal feels great about the program as a whole. And I think they got a big one now. They're tied up, the JV battle over at Marion, trying to win their ninth game of the year.
Fouled off for two strikes now to Will Holman. And we are in Division III, though. I think when we went to the state before, we were in Division IV, weren't we? I believe.
I agree. That is exactly right.
Division III will be tougher. Curveball. And Will knew it. Strike three, and Will takes his hat off to the pitcher. Said, "You made yourself a nice pitch there, young man.
Yeah, that's all you can do."
One away. That will bring up Ben Holman, who tripled last time, a three-run triple. That's outside and low for a ball. No, I'm good. I think you. Once again, Cade Wendell on first base. He might go for a steal here. Yep, there he goes. And ground ball through the infield. Oh, the third baseman made a nice stop, and they can't get anybody. And Wendell ends up going to third base on the throw to first.
What a great play by the third baseman. But, man, when you got speed, makes a heck of a difference, don't it?
So give him a single on the play. And once again, Cade Wendell goes to third, and staying at first base is Ben Homan. That'll bring up Nick Twaits now with one out, runners at first and third. What are they going to do with Homan? Stay right there?
No, he's gone.
He's going, says Bobby Stogler, and he does. And the run, they tried to catch Cade Wendell off at third, throw down to third base, and he is safe. And the ball got away from the third baseman, but Cade cannot go anywhere because he's laying on his belly.
Now the Indians with a really big threat here. Twaits gets a base hit and a chance to really make it tough for the Flyers to come back. And I don't think he'd want anybody else at the plate than Twaits because he's seen a ball and he's hitting the ball hard today.
Singled back in the first. Hit a sacrifice fly to center. In the third inning, he has two RBIs on the day.
They might go ahead and put him on here. I don't know.
Well, that'd bring up Reese Rogers, though. He's got a hot bat. Not today, necessarily, but there is a high fly down the left field line, which is out of play. Got somebody's windshield down there?
Yeah, just missed her. Ross Homan's down there. He'll get her.
A couple more here.
This has got base hit wrote all over it.
Ooh. High for a ball. Nick Twaits, the batter. He's the number four guy in the order. 1-for-2, actually 1-for-1 today with a sacrifice fly. Next pitch, curveball misses. That is ball four, and now we have the bases loaded again. Second time tonight.
Come on, Reese.
Reese Rogers looking for his first hit tonight. He grounded out to the second baseman and then hit one to the second baseman, Abadaz, who let it go through his legs. So he reached on an error there. So 0-for-2 for Reese Rogers tonight. But he does, without a question, have the hottest bat on the team coming into the game today. Looks at that one for a ball. There's a swing and a foul. Eric Catterly is our studio producer tonight, keeping us on the air back in Portland. I'm Rob Weaver with Bob Stogler. Here at Fort Recovery, the Indians leading 5-1 over Marion Local and trying to stretch that even more right here. A swing and a ground ball to the first baseman comes home. He is safe. I think he might have dropped the ball there.
He did.
Well, that's got to be a fielder's choice. But hey, it run comes home.
It was a bad throw.
It was not a good throw by Reese Eifert. So nobody's retired. Coming home to score was Cade Wendell. Ben Homan goes down to third. Nick Twaits at second. And again, Reese Rogers at first. Bases are still loaded at 6-1. This is high for a ball. This might be a 10-run rule game here.
I was just thinking the same thing.
Keeps going. Cody Shinneberry, the batter now. He's still looking for his first hit. He's 0-for-2. And there's a base hit.
Nice
Got
job.
Through the infield. Here's one run home. Here's another run coming home. He's going to be in there safely. And it's now 8-1. Runners at first and second. Still with nobody out.
Yeah, I think we're going to see a pitching change now. Boy, the bottom of this lineup has really produced. You look at the Indians and Ian Homan and Riley and Cody, and Jerry couldn't have drew it up any better than this, Rob.
Two RBI single there for Cody Shinneberry. So we have a pitching change here. It's going to be See if I can figure this out. John Smits is going to be... No. Take that back. It's number 40.
Number 40.
Aaron Brunswick. Aaron Brunswick is going to be your new pitcher for the Marion Local Flyers. So while he's warming up, we'll be back here in just a moment.
PG, look at these new shoes. Feel how light they are. I can run for miles in these.
Make sure you tie them up good before you go running.
No problem.
Beep, beep. Hey, runner, look out where you're going.
Drivers, runners, bikers, walkers, spring is finally here, and many people will be trying out their new shoes, so be careful. Watch out for each other and enjoy today. This message brought to you by your friends at Cooper Farms, Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Beep, beep.
Fort Recovery Insurance Agency.
Is my daddy there yet?
Was he coming here?
That's where he said he was going. He's going to buy a gift for me to give my mom.
Well, new insurance coverage for your home, auto, farm, or business from Ohio Mutual would be a great gift for your family, and we have affordable choices. How much did you have to spend?
$2.52 and two bottle caps.
I'm sure we can help him find the perfect gift.
Since you're so affordable.
We've got something for everyone. Fort Recovery Insurance Agency. Call 888-375-4181.
Hi, this is Chad Guggenbiller with St. Henry Bank. Looking for a new home, farm, or business? Come see me today at 419-852-4049. We do banking the personalized way. We get to know you with a smile and a handshake. St. Henry Bank, member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Okay, warm-ups have been completed by Brunswick, and here we go with Fort Recovery's Ethan Shane stepping in there, batting from the right side. Nobody out, runners at first and second for Fort Recovery, and the Indians could close this game out with three more runs, finish on the 10-run rule. Here's a call strike.
Marion Local JV 9, Fort Recovery 5. That's a final from over at Marion Local. Indians lose their second game of the year at the JV level.
Having a nice year.
Yes, they are.
There's a... Is it a base hit?
Foul.
Oh, they say it's a foul ball. Jerry Kalp couldn't believe it. He thought it was...
Could have ran for a while.
Where's that Wendell down there? No, who's coaching third?
That's Jerry.
Yep. Oh, yeah, it's Jerry. That was close. So... Going back to the plate is Ethan Shane. Looking for his first hit, he grounded out to the third baseman, John Smits, and popped up to the pitcher, Adam Frank. 0 for 2 so far today. Brunswick checks the runners. Here's the pitch. One right up the middle, actually to the shortstop. And he booted an air on the shortstop. A run is going to come home. We made a mistake on that one.
He
got in. The catcher dropped the ball. There's two errors right there. Two errors is coming home to score on the play was Ben Homan. He came home to score, did he?
Reese.
Oh, I didn't mark down my other ones.
Yep.
Reese Rogers comes home to score. So at second base, we have Cody Shinneberry, and Ethan Shane is on it. First on the air, that was an air on the shortstop, letting the ball get through, and then another air at the on the catcher on the throw coming home or on the throw. What do you think?
I think it's got to be on the throw. He bounced it.
So it's now 9-1. Nobody out. There's a call strike, and this brings up Joe Homan's batting now. He came in the lineup in place of Ian Homan. When the Indians made a pitching change. Call strike on the outside corner. That's strike three. So Joe Homan goes down.
Yep, two outs.
That is two outs. It is two outs. Riley Post steps in there now.
Minster beats for sales 2-1. St. Henry head 1-0 over Coldwater, bottom of the seventh.
Boy, Versailles has had a rough week. Going in undefeated, and they lose two MAC games. There's a call strike. Riley Post today singled and scored in the third and then grounded out to the shortstop. There's a swing and a foul off the right side. So you go to being a co-leader in the MAC to now you're about fifth place.
Yeah, that's a tough week. Come on, that, Riley. Keep her going here, partner.
That Niekamp kid's an outstanding pitcher that
yes,
we faced. We faced on Tuesday. Here's a base hit, I think. Nope. Left fielder's there to make the play.
Boy, Riley hit her hard. Good job, number three.
Good connection for Riley Post, but he lines out to the left fielder for the third out. So the Indians end up with four runs in the inning. A total of two base hits. There were two errors on Marion Local. And what we have left? Two runners left on?
Two left.
Two left on. So we're at the end of five. Fort Recovery 9, Marion Local 1.
Hi, this is Jerry Kalp of Kalp Pharmacy, a locally owned Health Mart pharmacy. Is your child attending the 12th or 6th grade next year? Has he or she received the meningococcal vaccine? Kalp Pharmacy can administer this vaccine without a prescription if the child is 13 years and older with a parent or guardian present. Most preventative vaccines are covered at 100% by insurance without charging any type of copay or deductible. Walk-ins are always welcome at Kalp Pharmacy in Fort Recovery, Versailles, or Canham, Ohio, and Union City in Bern, Indiana. Or call 800-686-2314 to schedule an appointment. Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canote from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. I'm inviting you to come and see the new Endurance line of litter spreaders from Salford BBI at K&L Tractor. These spreaders are available in pull type and truck mount models and are designed to be the toughest, most durable spreader in the market today. The Endurance wide swath litter spreader is designed with the poultry grower in mind. With Salford BBI's rugged design and construction, you can more efficiently spread your materials, saving you time and money. Come see these remarkable spreaders from Salford BBI today at K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Back here at Fort Recovery, 9-1 Indians leading as we move now to the sixth inning. Marion Local will send up John Smits, Brandon Fleck, and Aaron Brunswick.
Great crowd here tonight, Rob. The old Ball Orchard. Indian baseball. Enjoying the nice weather for a change.
It is a dandy evening. Once I will remind you one more time, if you've tuned in for the Jay County game, that's being heard at 1440 AM and 105.3 FM. Justin Mangold, Zeb Hudson calling that action tonight from Jay County High School. Patriots' fifth game of the year, so Indians have played 14 now. Jay County's a bit behind in the game totals.
Well, they're a little smarter over there, too, because they're we've played some games that me and Calpe just saw. We're really not playing. Yep, we're playing them.
Here's a ground ball to Cade Wendell at shortstop. Long throw, and he got him. As John Smits has retired 6-3 for the first down.
Smitsy's hit the ball hard a few times, Rob. Nothing to show for it. That was a hot smash right at Cade. Good job by the shortstop.
Brandon Fleck will step up now. He's 0-1. He struck out in the second and had a sacrifice bunt in the fourth inning. Next pitch from Ben Homan in relief here. Ben's a lanky guy, and he throws a ball low and outside. Next pitch. This is inside this time. Two balls and no strikes. Here's the next pitch from Homan. There's a call strike. 2-1 now the count. Indians will go to 4-1 with this win here tonight, which may have them tied for the conference lead if Coldwater loses tonight. You didn't get a final on that.
No final yet.
There is a swing and a blast down the left field line, and it is a fair ball to the corner. Nick Twaits chases it down. Here's a throw to second, and he is in there with a stand-up double for Brandon Fleck.
He drove that hard to left field, past Twaitsy. Stand-up double.
Brings in the pitcher, Aaron Brunswick. Nope, they're pinch hitting for him. and I don't know who this is. Do you have their lineup card on your phone?
I do.
See who number 16 is. Ben Holman's pitch. That's way inside for a ball.
Putting the pressure on me, partner. This is Trent Bowman.
Trent Bowman pinch hitting here for Aaron Brunswick. There's a ball, two balls and no strikes. And time is called as Cody Shinnerberry goes out to talk with his pitcher, Ben Holman. Just a beautiful evening, really, for high school baseball tonight. One of the nicest. Last Friday was a dandy night. Who'd you guys have last Friday? Oh, South Adams.
Yeah, it was beautiful.
Not a good game, but a beautiful night. Swing a miss for a strike. Actually, it was a pretty good game. Just the wrong guys won.
Yeah, it was a great game.
That's right.
2-1 now the count to Trent Bowman. Swing and a miss for strike.
Good job.
Yeah, Reese Rogers led 1-0 going into the bottom of the sixth in that one, and that one got away 3-1 to South Adams last Friday.
Final, St. Henry 1, Coldwater nothing. Tyler Schlarman with a game-saving catch and a ball hitting the gap.
Wow. Swing and a miss, strike three for Trent Bowman. That's two down. So that will create a real log jam at the top of the MAC. Outside for a ball. Got any Bremen score tonight?
Have not heard it. They played New Knoxville. I like Bremen's chances.
Oh, yeah. They're probably going to win that one.
Yeah.
But you never know. That's why they play the games. Swing and a miss. Strike two. One ball, two strikes. The batter here now, it's I should have asked you, it's another pinch hitter.
We got another pinch hitter.
Number two is pinch hitting for Marion Local. Hitting for Eifert.
Dylan Holman.
It's a curveball high for a ball. Dylan Holman, the batter here.
Come on, Benny.
Two outs. 2-2 now. Two balls, two strikes.
3-2. 3-2.
Oh, 3-2.
Umpire just told the guys on the board it's 3-2.
Inside for ball four. So the pinch hitter, Dylan Holman, draws a base on balls. Runners at first and second now with two outs, and that's going to bring up Ian Kramer. So no pinch hitter here. Kramer is looking for his first hit today. He reached on an error by Cody Shinnerberry, by Cody Shinnerberry, and then struck out.
Benny's laboring a little bit, and Cody's going to go out and talk to his big right-hander. And it wouldn't surprise me if this is his last inning of work. Maybe he'll bring Riley Post in to finish it off in the seventh. Who's going to pitch tomorrow night, Calvin? Yeah. Come on, Ben. Throw strikes here.
I'm assuming Sydney's pretty tough.
This is for a ball. Ball two. Two balls, no strikes. Two outs. Runners at first and second for Marion Local. There's a call strike. Who else pitches that's a sophomore?
Well, we got them young kids. Ryan Post has been eating some innings up. There's a Mullenkamp.
Drew
Mullenkamp. And I think Joe Holman's pitched some.
Here's a swing, a shallow fly ball, and Will Holman comes over and cuts in front of right fielder Shane and makes the play for the out. So he flies out officially to the center fielder, although it was really in right field.
went a long way to catch that.
He did. No runs on one base hit. It was a double by Brandon Fleck. There were no errors, and two runners left on base. We're at the middle of the sixth inning now. The Indians leading here 9-1.
The most important feature in a window is trust. So go with a name you know, Anderson. The time-proven choice found in most homes than any other. And Anderson is the brand rated by builders as the most weather-tight, highest quality, and most durable. 400 series windows and doors from Anderson, the most trusted name in windows. See your Anderson dealer, the Fort Recovery Lumber Company in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
PG, look at these new shoes. Feel how light they are. I can run for miles in these.
Make sure you tie them up good before you go running.
No problem.
Beep, beep. Hey, runner, look out where you're going.
Drivers, runners, bikers, walkers, spring is finally here, and many people will be trying out their new shoes, so be careful. Watch out for each other and enjoy today. This message brought to you by your friends at Cooper Farms, Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Beep, beep.
Fort Recovery Insurance Agency.
You have cell phones there?
Derek, you again.
I want my own cell phone, so I can always call whenever I need something.
You don't need to call us whenever you want from everywhere.
Don't you like helping people?
We love helping folks find insurance for their home, auto, farm, or business from Ohio Mutual, but we don't need you calling asking all sorts of questions.
Then you should stop saying you have something for everyone.
We've got something for everyone. Fort Recovery Insurance Agency. Call 888-375-4181.
Moving to the bottom of the sixth inning. You know, a bad stretch of luck there.
It is. Let's get to and get out of here. You in, partner?
I'm in. Here's Cade Wendell, first batter up. Cade today has scored two of our runs. Both times he walked and scored. He also struck out, so he's 0 for 1 officially. Bats from the left side. That's outside for a ball. Still on the mound for the Marion local Flyers here is Aaron Brunswick in relief of the starting pitcher Adam Frank. Indians will go to 11-3 on the year, and they will be 4-1 in the MAC. Outside for a ball. And really, they could win three games here tomorrow. Lehman might be tough. I don't know.
Yeah. And Rushi's got a nice team.
Oh, do they?
Yeah, very good.
Ball four.
Still haven't got a final from the girls yet.
Cade Wendell walks for the third straight time. That brings up Will Holman. Will struck out the last two times. He walked and scored in the first. Had a stolen base to add to his school record in the first inning. Throw over and back safely is Cade Wendell.
You into hockey?
Not really.
Not really?
Never have been much of a
hockey. I haven't
hockey
either, fan. But I've been kind of watching the Blue Jackets a little bit. And did they win? They got beat the other night. 2-1. They're up 2-1. They play tonight.
There goes Cade to throw down to second. He's in there. Stolen base. So Cade Wendell keeps pace with Will Holman. Gets a stolen base tonight. Those two are just within like five steals of each other. Will Holman the batter. One ball, no strikes. Here's the pitch. Swing and a foul at the plate.
Will's had a tough night at the plate. Struck out with the bases loaded there in the Indians' big inning. And I think Will like to make amends for that right now. Get a base hit, drive in Cade.
9-1 game here. Indians are on top by 8 runs. Bottom of the sixth inning. That misses for a ball. Of course, high school baseball is a 7-inning game these days. There is some kind of a pitch limit now, isn't there, on the rules? Pitchers only have so many.
I think it's 125. You can pitch. You can start the last batter under 125. And then you can finish that batter if you go over 125, and then that's it.
My knee camp was close to that the other night.
I think. 108, I think is what somebody said.
Two and two count here to Will Homan. Here's the pitch. And a ground ball to the third baseman makes the play, goes to first for the outs. Nice pickup there by the first baseman as that throw was off the mark. Cade Wendell ends up advancing down to third on the ground out. One away. That will bring up Ben Homan.
Ben had the big hit for us, Rob. He ripped one off left center field to the fence.
With the
bases, absolutely.
So he has three RBIs on the night. He is 2 for 3, and he had his first time up in the first, he had a high fly ball to center field. So he is hitting the ball tonight. He is seeing the old white ball tonight. Ben wears number 9. He's one of the seniors on the Indian lineup. Misses for a ball. Two balls and no strikes to Ben Homan. On deck is Nick Twaits, coach of the Indians. Jerry Cow, very successful record for Jerry. He's done a great job for Fort Recovery. And yeah. Misses for a ball.
He's just a great guy, and the kids love him. And he cares about the kids, boy. I mean, that's why he does it. And he knows the game of baseball, and it's a perfect combination for high school.
You don't see him lose his temper very often either. Very even keeled. There's a ball. Now, you may have seen him lose his temper in the past, Dave. I don't know.
He probably put you in a headlock or two, ain't he?
Base on balls for Ben Homan. Puts runners at first and third, and that'll bring up Nick Twaits. Indians need two runs to end this game right here and not have to play the seventh inning. So far, we have one out here in the bottom of the sixth. Runners at first and third.
I like our chances ending at this inning. Twaitsy and Reese up.
There's a call strike.
Swing of the bat, right? Yeah, he could. Went kind of blown out to left field tonight. Left's kind of right to left, but definitely helping.
Aaron Brunswick on the mound here for the Marion Local Flyers in relief. That's a ball, and there goes Ben Homan to second base.
Now a base hit does end it.
Wild pitch on that one. Nick Twaits at the plate. One ball, one strike.
Don't forget to get your wings when you get out of here, too. Chunks. Yeah. Chicken chunks.
Thanks to the Brick Street Tavern for providing the wings tonight. Supporting the baseball team. Here's a swing and a high fly to the center fielder. He's got a beat on it and catches it for the out. That's going to bring a run home. Good throw to third base by the center fielder, keeping Ben Homan at second. But give a sacrifice fly to Nick Twaits, his second of the night. And he has three RBIs on the night. Good night for Nick.
Yep, Nick seeing the ball, hit the ball hard there. Deep fly to center, sack fly.
Kincaid Wendell coming home from third there on that sacrifice fly. And that'll bring up Reese Rogers. He could end the game now. It's 10-1. Base hit would make it 11-1. Here's a swing and a foul back. Reese is looking for his first hit tonight, so he's overdue. He grounded out in the second. He reached on an error by the second baseman in the third and reached on a fielder's choice in the fifth. Outside for a ball. Reese wears number 00.
00.
Has he always worn 00 or just this year?
Calpe?
I think he was 00.
There's a swing and a foul back.
Late swing there by Reese.
Well, the Indians want to go back to the district and make up for a tough ending game last year.
Yeah, it was a game with, you know, just wheels fell off, you know, and make amends for it this year. We need to win a MAC first, and that's our goal. And with St. Henry beating Coldwater tonight, that's definitely a possibility.
At the runner caught off second, but he advances to third for the stolen base for Ben Holman.
Tried to throw behind a runner, and Benny right away picked up on it. And instead of charging, he just let fly, and Benny made it easy into third.
So the count is 2-2 now on Reese Rogers. Just misses outside for a ball. When was the last time we won the MAC?
I don't know if we don't think we ever have.
You don't think baseball. We have? No. Baseball? There's a swing, a slow roller. Second baseman makes the play, and there's the out. And we'll go to the seventh inning. Doggone it. One run comes home in the inning. No base hits. Sacrifice fly by Nick Twaits was another one. See you, Dave. And we had nobody left on, actually one runner left on base, I should say. There were no errors. We're at the end of six now. It's Fort Recovery 10 and Marion Local 1.
Hi, this is Chad Guggenbohler, Chief Relationship Officer with St. Henry Bank. Our bank has been serving all kinds of customers, large and small, for over 100 years as a locally owned institution. We believe that finances are a sacred thing. That's why whether you're looking to buy or sell a home or business, improve your operation with good, sound advice, or just get another opinion, come see us today. Because there's peace of mind in just having a good financial partner. Just give us a call today at 419-678-2358. The St. Henry Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Hi, this is Jerry Kalp of Kalp Pharmacy, a locally owned Health Mart pharmacy. Kalp Pharmacy carries the new shingles vaccine, Shingrix, and the CDC recommends healthy adults 50 years and older receive two doses of the Shingrix vaccine, separated by 2 to 6 months. And you could receive the Shingrix vaccine if you have had shingles, receive Zostavax, or are unsure if you had chickenpox. Let Kalp Pharmacy help you lower your risk. Get vaccinated today at your local Kalp Pharmacy in Fort Recovery, Versailles, or Canham, Ohio, or Union City in Bern, Indiana. Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canute from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. K&L Tractor is proud to be the authorized Kloss hay and forage dealer for this part of the Midwest. Whether you need a Kloss baler, hay tool, or forage harvester, K&L Tractor is the place to go. We have the Kloss product you need and the factory-trained technicians to keep you running smooth. So remember, for all your Kloss harvesting needs, shop at K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Well, they're going to put starting pitcher Reese Rogers back in. You don't see that happen very often.
No, you don't, but Reese is a rubber arm kind of guy. He can throw it. Coach Kalp asked him to do it. He says, I got no problem, Coach. Put me back in.
So Reese Rogers, the starting pitcher, who had been out of the lineup as a pitcher, back in as a pitcher. And he is pitching to number 11, which is Matt Moeller, leadoff batter. Indians lead 10-1.
He's just aiming that.
Misses for a ball. So far, Moeller is 1-for-2 today. He singled back in the third. He walked in the fifth, and he struck out in the first. There's a call strike. 3-1 now to Matt Moeller. Our next radio broadcast for the Indians is next Tuesday at Parkway. There's ball four. And then we'll have the big Coldwater game next Thursday also. Fort Recovery Radio will have tomorrow night's game at Sidney Lehman and the doubleheader on Saturday with Rushi.
I think we play Monday. I think we play
Wapakoneta?
Yeah. And they are loaded.
It's outside for a ball. Throw down to first by Cody Shinneberry, and back safely is the runner, Matt Moeller. Darren Hayes, by the way, is the hitter now.
Indians have their starting lineup back in there.
Right to Reese Rogers. There's one at second. The throw to first. There's the outs. It's a double play off the bat of Darren Hayes. Nice pickup by Reese Rogers.
Yeah, hit one hopper right back at him and a can of corn. Reese flipped it to Cade. Easy double play for the Indians.
1-6-3, two away. That will bring up Derek Ruhenkamp with probably the last at bat here, unless he can keep it going. Indians leading 10-1 This will be it if they can get this out. There's a curveball, misses for high for a ball. Swing and a miss. Ian Homan down at, that's it. Strike three. I guess so. Strike three, we're done.
Absolutely. Can't beat that.
No
runs. Good job, Indians.
Yeah. No runs, no hits, no errors, and nobody left in the seventh inning. So we have finished the game. We'll try to wrap it up here real quickly, and I'll let you make any final comments you want to make. Anyone want to make any comments?
No, it's just another, you know, Indians took care of business today. They got the big hit from Ben Homan to really put this game out of reach, Rob. And they did what they had to do. They played good defense, turned a couple big double plays, and get win number four. And ties us for the lead in the MAC, and that's what it's all about, partner.
10 runs on 6 hits for Fort Recovery, Marion Local. Ended up with 1 run on a total of 4 base hits for the Flyers in the error department for Fort Recovery. Ended up with, let's see here, 1, 2, 2 errors on the night. And Marion Local ends up on the evening with a total of 3 errors. So 10-6-2 for the Indians, 1-4-3 for Marion Local. Real quickly, the Fort Recovery hitting. Cade Wendell was 0-for-1. He did walk 3 times and scored 3 runs, had a stolen base. Will Homan was 0-for-3. He walked and scored in the first, had a stolen base. Ben Homan was 2-for-3, including a 3-run triple in the third, which really broke the game open at the time. And he also singled and scored in the fifth. He did score 2 runs. He also walked 1 time. Nick Twaits was 1-for-1. He had 2 sacrifice flies. Walked in the fifth and singled in the first. 3 RBIs for Nick Twaits. Reese Rogers was 0-for-4 on the night. He did score a run. Cody Shinneberry 1-for-3 with a single. Ethan Shane was 0-for-3. Ian Homan 1-for-1, and he scored a run in the third inning. Had a single in that third. Joe Homan was 0-for-2. Riley Post finished 1-for-3 with a single and scored a run in the third. And those are your hitting stats for the Indians. Thanks, Bobby.
Yes, sir, partner. Enjoyed it.
Hey, don't forget Fort Recovery Radio tomorrow night for the Sydney Lehman game. We'll be back on the radio with the MAC game on Tuesday. Fort Recovery will be facing, once again, in that MAC game on Tuesday, they'll be facing it's Parkway Panthers. That will be at Parkway next Tuesday. Have a nice evening, everybody. I'm Rob Weaver reporting from, once again, Fort Recovery. We win 10-1.
You've been listening to Fort Recovery Indians Baseball on WPGW Radio. Indians Baseball has been brought to you in part by the community-minded sponsors you heard and the sports department of WPGW Radio. WPGW, your Purple Pride Connection.